The part that most people don't realize is that a hard inquiry requires express written permission from the consumer. Without that, it's a violation. If you're not challenging inaccurate or unauthorized hard inquiries on a credit report, you're missing an easy win for your clients. In this video, I'm going to show you how to use consumer law and factual disputes to legally remove hard inquiries that don't belong or weren't properly authorized.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
A hard inquiry is a record of a company accessing a consumer's credit report in connection with a credit application, like applying for a loan, a credit card, or lease. Inquiries are actually the only type of items that you'll see on a credit report that was placed on there by the bureaus themselves instead of it being reported to them by a furnisher. Anytime a credit bureau receives a request to see a copy of your credit report, they place the inquiry on there from the creditor who requested to see the report in the first place. It's not the creditor reporting the inquiry to the bureau, it's the bureau reporting that the creditor requested a copy of the reports. So the reality is that 10 times out of 10, that inquiry happened. It's just a matter of how it happened and should it even have happened in the first place. You see, the part that most people don't realize is that a hard inquiry requires express written permission from the consumer. Without that, it's a violation. Even if your client applied for credit, there are strict legal standards around how and why the inquiry appears. And that's where you have leverage. The consumer laws that govern inquiries are the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Section 604 talks about permissible purpose for accessing a consumer's credit file. Section 607A says that users of credit information must certify the purpose to the credit bureau. And Section 615 talks about adverse action disclosure rules if credit is denied based on information on the credit report. Section 611 gives you the right to dispute any item on the credit report. The bottom line, if a company accesses a consumer's credit file without a valid permissible purpose or without document consent, that inquiry can be disputed and removed. So, when do you dispute an inquiry? You're not disputing every single inquiry. That's not how this works. You only challenge inquiries that are unauthorized, the client didn't apply for credit with that company, or misused. The inquiry was pulled for the wrong purpose. For example, a hard pull when only a soft pull was authorized for pre-qualification. If it's a duplicate inquiry, multiple inquiries from the same lender within minutes or hours, especially from auto or mortgage dealers who shotgunned the app outside the client's consent. Inquiries from companies that client doesn't even recognize or never interacted with. These are all valid grounds to challenge the inquiry using consumer law. So here's a step-by-step strategy to remove inquiries. Step one, audit all hard inquiries. Pull a full credit report from all three bureaus. List out each inquiry, the date, and the company name. Ask the client if they authorize each one. Don't assume. Step two, draft a factual dispute letter. Address the letter to the credit bureau reporting the inquiry. Use direct, specific language backed by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. For example, this inquiry was not authorized and no permissible purpose was given under FCRA Section 604. Please remove this from the report immediately. Or, I did not apply for credit with this company on such and such date. No signed application authorization exists. Please provide documentation or delete this inquiry. Another one could be, this inquiry appears multiple times from the same company. Only one inquiry should be reported if tied to a single credit application. Please delete the duplicates. Step three, send disputes to each bureau individually. Mail each letter with a clear, organized list of inquiries being disputed. Highlight or bold each company name and inquiry date for clarity. Step four, track the 30-day response timeline. Bureaus are required to investigate and respond within 30 days under FCRA Section 611. If the inquiry remains without proof of authorization, you can escalate. In some cases, you can go straight to the source, especially if the bureaus refuse to remove the inquiry. So, send a direct letter to the company that pulled the inquiry. Request a copy of the signed credit application. Cite FCRA Section 604, which requires a permissible purpose. If they can't provide proof of authorization, they are required to request deletion. For example, Please provide documentation proving I authorized your company to access my credit on such and such date. Under FCRA Section 604, credit file access requires express consent. If no such document exists, please contact the credit bureaus to remove the inquiry. You see, many companies will simply request the deletion themselves to avoid liability. If the bureau or the company continues to report the inquiry despite your legal challenge, escalate your actions. You can file a complaint with the CFPB. Document the timeline, your dispute letters, and the lack of response. Be clear that the inquiry was unauthorized or unverifiable under FCRA Section 604. You can also send a second-level dispute with stronger language. Reiterate that the inquiry lacks permissible purpose and is being reported in violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Request written verification or immediate deletion. You can also consider legal action. If you have strong evidence that the inquiry was unauthorized and the Bureau refuses to remove it, you may have grounds to pursue legal steps under the FCRA Section 616 and 617. Now, here are some final key takeaways. Not all inquiries should be disputed. Only those that are unauthorized, misused, or duplicated. Use FCRA Section 604 as your foundation. It defines what makes an inquiry legal. Require proof of consent. If they don't have it, they must remove it. Track timeliness, follow up, and escalate if necessary. Don't let inquiries drag down a score unnecessarily, especially when they're legally removable. If you want to master strategies like this and finally build a credit repair business on real law, not templates, this is exactly what we teach inside the CRO Bootcamp. I'll show you how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed, run a fully automated credit repair business, and deliver results no one else in your space is getting. Click the link below to learn more, and I'll see you on the inside.